To the Neil Haley Show, and my first welcome, my co-host, Paul Hollis, author of the Hollow Man series, owner of Hollow Man Publishing in America and VA. Paul, how are you? And I'm excited about our guest.
Always excited to have Bill Nelson here. He's a multi-talented writer, one of the best I've seen. So welcome, Bill.
Thank you, Paul.
All right.
Hot grace.
All right. So, Bill, I was intrigued by creating content for you, and I learned a little bit more about the main character, Will Sorensen, that basically he's of Viking heritage. And you are as well, Bill, right?
That is correct. My ancestors were the sons of Nels. And Nels was a guy that rode around in a boat in the North Sea, wreaking havoc.
Cool. And what was interesting says that basically that he is also embodies traits of bravery, persistence, and profound sense of duty. Do you think Will is a little different than the rest of the family in that way?
Well, I think Will definitely embodies that because, you know, in the conflict that he has in the book, he finds himself in a situation where he realizes in order to protect his family and his family's legacy, that he's got to get into some deep water where he's not really comfortable and do some things that has no choice. So he sets all these things in motion to make certain things happen. And it's very uncomfortable. But I mean, I think that is, you know, analogous to everything that we deal with in life, where we're having to put ourselves in uncomfortable situations and do things that are ultimately risky, but entirely necessary.
Definitely entirely necessary. And he has to be brave, but he makes bad decisions. You've told me some in parts of the book without giving it away, right? He has a temper and makes some bad decisions, or more the rest of the family make more bad decisions than he does.
He's definitely got a temper. You know, one of the themes in the book is the man in the basement. So, you know, the protagonist, Will Sorensen, refers to his very dark alter ego as the man in the basement. And sometimes the man in the basement is useful, and sometimes the man in the basement just causes problems. And it's an ongoing problem to manage the man in the basement, you know?
The man in the mirror almost, right? In certain ways, right?
Yeah, that's another way to say it, I think.
Yeah, so the man in the basement, are you talking a basement, or is that more of a kind of looking at him as a person? And what define basement for me when you're trying to say man in the basement?
Well, it's the basement of his soul. It's the corners of his psyche where no one ever goes but him. And that's where the man in the basement lives, is in those dark corners. You know, it's all of the, you know, it's, I mean, I firmly believe that all people have hopefully more good than evil, but there's like not zero evil in people. People have tendencies, and you can, you know, when you go into like severe military training, they're trying to nurture the darker part of your humanity to go out and do things that are very difficult and brutal, right? And so everyone has that potential. And Will Sorensen certainly has that potential, and maybe more of that potential than most people, and more of that potential than he's really comfortable with. And so, you know, he has to be more diligent about managing it. But then there's a couple of instances in the book where he decides to just let it go. It's like, I really need that guy right now to be front and center.
Why do people like Will Sorensen or other people want to redeem themselves? Or also, I don't know if you say the redeem word. Sometimes it's trying to get even with something as well, right? Or make something right that yet could cause a lot of conflict.
Well, so, you know, we talked in the beginning of the interview about Viking heritage. So, you know, the Vikings were, you know, very warring people. They were all about war. They liked, you know, and to live in the 20th century or 21st century, you kind of really have to be much more civilized. And so there's the, there's this ongoing internal conflict where you're wrestling with, you know, your kind of genetic predispositions to violence and war and chaos and mayhem, but also trying to fit into the modern world where those things are discouraged. But you get into situations with people, as Will does in the book, where the other side is not trying to be civilized, and the other side has no care for consequences or who gets hurt. So he realizes that, you know, this is an appropriate situation to tap into his darker alter ego and bring that part of himself out on full display.
Exactly. And that darker ego is something to look out for, isn't it?
Well, you don't want to let it completely consume you, you know, because then your life wouldn't work anymore and you would alienate everybody around you, or you might wind up in prison, or you might wind up dead, right? So you can't let those parts of your personality go completely unchecked. So talking about me, for example, I have all of that in my blood too. I mean, I have axe swinging, raging, you know, psycho in my own soul. But I got into martial arts really early in my life when I was about 10 years old. And over time, my pursuit of martial arts gave me tools that I really leveraged to subdue the more uncontrollable aspects of my own personality, right? And it's, you know, allowed me to function properly in society as a pretty even person. And, you know, I've never subjected anyone in my family to any kind of violence. And I haven't lost my temper in decades. But you have to have some way of managing that part of your personality.
Managing yourself, the anger, then going right back to a different vibration. A lot of times people are going to get angry, but how can they take that vibration next, not to depression, anxiety, but go back down to even keel or something, or some sort of joy or peace or something? Because at times we're going to get angry. How do we control anger without getting to depression or worse down that level? And people, I think the women love Will Sorensen and they want to see more of Will.
Well, so, you know, Will embodies certain things that I think are kind of missing in the world today. He's, you know, like we hear a lot in the world today about toxic masculinity. And Will Sorensen would be a great example of what people refer to as toxic masculinity. Yet that masculinity is what enables him to do the things he needs to do to save his own family. And I think that, you know, that masculinity has been so maligned and therefore subdued that people are starting to realize that that's a problem also.
Exactly.
And that there's a need for strong masculine men in the world. And certainly, you know, Will is all of that for sure. But you have to, you know, like I said, you have to be able to keep it in check and have some tools. You know, what I have always done is rely on really two principles. One is discipline, and I get that from the martial arts. You know, if you ever get really upset, you can just go out in the backyard and do a kata And whatever your anger or your discontent is, will kind of get absorbed in the discipline of what you're doing. And then the other thing is to make a concentrated effort to pursue beauty, to pursue beautiful things. So I like green trees. I like to go on my sailboat out in the open ocean and watch the sunset out there. I love the smell of the salt water and the sound of seagulls. And I love it when the dolphins come up to the boat and spray me. You know, that's those kinds of beautiful experiences are, you know, combined with discipline is what kind of keeps me on the rails and has all my life, you know, since I was very young. So it's all the yin and the yang. It's the balance of the light and the dark. And to be successful people, we need to have both sides of our personality intact. We need to have the light and the dark and be able to have those things in balance.
Now, the best place to find information on you is bloodandfirebook.com. Bloodandfirebook.com. And then you can pick up the book there or go to Amazon, write a nice 5-star review. You continue to get those big 5-star reviews, and people love when you come on to talk about your book. So thanks again, Bill, for stopping by.
Thank you, guys. Appreciate it.
You're listening and watching The Neil Haley Show, and we'll be back in just a moment.